Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, how fast Joe Biden is falling. Exactly. It hasn't happened. Joe Biden's never been high in any poll anywhere. 81 million voters is a figment of your freaking imagination. Not in two election cycles could that clown get 81 million votes. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. And let me tell you, the Democrats have a very serious problem. They got a host of them. But the biggest problem they have is, how are you going to sell Joe Biden to the public now? How are you going to sell a guy who has raised inflation to untenable levels where people are literally having to miss meds, can't go to the doctor, can't travel as much, can't do things for their kids, impacting them right in their pocketbook? How are you going to sell that? Oh, I know what we're going to do. We're going to call it Bidenomics, and we're going to pretend that it really isn't impacting people. Why? Because we think we're going to cheat our way in again. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Joe Biden's probably going to get indicted. And as I said yesterday, I think the Republicans are doing an intentional slow drip campaign. They want it to be drip, 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 drip. And the longer it goes, the longer people start to realize there is a dual system of justice that wanted to let Hunter Biden, you know, the guy that dropped that little bit of cocaine packet at the White House that the Secret Service can't seem to figure out. Or have they? Yeah, that guy who's running the Joe Biden crime family, getting money from our enemies. And I could go through a litany of the things that this guy's done that would have landed any average black or Latino in jail. That's what I'm talking about. I'm excited about our prospects. Joe Biden, the great white hope, has become the great white dope. They chose the wrong guy. You killed the wrong son. Joe Biden is the wrong guy for the wrong time for all the wrong reasons, and it's a level of desperation for leftism that should have us excited. You shouldn't be down in the dumps. You should be saying to yourself, think about what they did. They went to the bottom of the barrel. And you know what they found? There are still people below it. The Kamala Harris's of the world, the Pete Buttigieg's, and all those other people. They ran over a litany of leftists, some of whom have left the party, and they chose creepy old pathological lying crime-ridden Joe Biden. Oh, did I mention he's brain dead too? Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Would you want to be on that side of the aisle? Honestly. Forget. I'm saying don't give me your ideological, you know, bent. Would you want to be on that side? Would you want to wake up every day and defend that? Now, they may say, well, would you want to wake up every day and defend Donald Trump? Yeah, I don't have a problem defending a guy who hasn't done anything wrong, whose America First policies worked, who wanted to make America great again, who actually believed in this country, who did what he said, and against all odds, he won, and then he performed, which I know leftists hate. Versus, I've fallen and I can't get up, Joe Biden, can't ride a bike, can't walk off a stage without tripping over a... and I'm using my finger quotes, sandbag, goes up the belly of Air Force One. Why? Because he can't walk upstairs. He can't walk upstairs. He can't walk downstairs. I mean, this is the guy that is supposed to be the leader of the free world. And you know what's on his mind? Transsexuals. That's what. Transsexual rights. Just like Barack Obama got completely enthralled with the LGBT community, Joe Biden said, you know what? I'll take the T, Alex, for 2000. And this guy is so tone deaf that he goes to Hawaii where 114 people burned to death. And he decides to crack a joke. He decides to talk about, one time a fire hit my house. I know what you mean, man. Come on, man. I got hairy legs. They turned blonde in the sun. And, the Hawaiian kids like to play with the hairs on my legs because, they would turn blonde. You know, and I would be sniffing their mothers. And speaking of which, I need to go sniff somebody right now. It's amazing. Would you want to... Is this the guy you want on your team? Wow, how fast Joe Biden has fallen. Huh? Look at the polls. Oh, and the polls. Oh, Joe Biden holding his own against Donald Trump. He's 1 point ahead, which isn't good for Donald Trump. Yeah, try to sell that. Let me tell you, Democrats, if you're going to cheat, you better tweak the algorithm, because you think you can do it when Trump gets 75 million. What when Trump gets 85 million votes? What are you going to say then? What happens when you exceed the number of votes than there are people who actually vote? How are you going to do that one? How are you going to...
Oh, well, what it is, the algorithm is working fine and...
No. If there are 130 million voters and there's 150 million votes cast, it might just raise a ruckus. I've said the Republicans, you want to make an automatic vote recount? Here's what you do. You get a bunch of votes, all done for Trump. Millions. Get 40 million of them. And if they say, we accept mail-in ballots, mail them in. And when they go, this is wrong, all of these ballots are going for Donald Trump and they all look illegal. And you go, really? Well, maybe we should investigate. Maybe we should look at all of them. Maybe we have to go through every single thing the right way. Because you know what? We know this is a fraudulent election. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to say, well, we got to have, we want our watchers in here. Yeah, bring them all in. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to make sure we go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And we're going to match signatures. And we're going to match all this stuff. Because there's some improprieties here. See, that's what I'd do. I would cheat at a scale that would make them just, it would choke a quarter horse. I would force them to recount. Yeah, let's do it. I'm all for it. And if they start throwing out all those Trump votes, I'd say, no problema. Because as we get to the throwing out whoever they have left, I promise you, we're going to win the election. If they decide they want to look, we'll win. And that's the key, folks. That's why they won't look. They won't look. They'll go, they stole the election. You're doggone right we did. We stole it. 20% more votes than there are voters. I dare you. Come catch us. We want a count. Because you know what? If they throw out those fraudulent 20 million votes, they're going to throw out another 10 million in your fraudulent votes. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to win in a landslide. We should be cheating mightily every election cycle. That's what I say. That would be my strategy. That's my recommendation. Oh, Kevin, we don't like the cheaters. Yeah, well, you like losing election to cheaters? Get over yourself.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The fact that the Bidens have gotten away with the crimes that they have for so long, folks, is really a tribute to leftism. And it certainly explains the swamp. I remember when Donald Trump first brought up the idea of the swamp, I knew there was some corruption going on. You know there's issues in government, but who knew they were to the level that we thought about it? And there's a meme that we've discovered. There's a meme out there that says the more that the Democrats attack Trump, the more they expose themselves. And there's a saying in French, I think it's il fait ce qu'il accuse, which means he who accuses himself, excuses himself, accuses himself. And that's exactly what's happening here. We're watching this thing unfold. But what gets me is how blatant it is. How the FBI, the media, social media, big corporations, etc., all can collude to spin whatever story they want and the truth doesn't matter. I mean, this is some kind of alternate universe. And I'm going to tell you, going biblical on you, it said that at the end of days, the truth will be the lie, and the lie will be the truth. And you won't be able to tell the difference. I give you ChatGPT. I give you AI. I give you leftism. See, there should be some guiding force inside of you that says, I'm going to tell the truth, no matter what. I mean, don't misunderstand me. You know, people want to get out of stuff, so they lie. They do. But I'm saying, generally speaking, as we all want to believe, the truth will set you free. It'll rise to the top. It'll reveal itself, etc. And that'll be that. And you deal with the consequences. And you're okay with it. And you learn from it. And all of that is supposedly drawing you closer to something better, right? When you usually get caught in a lie, why lie? First of all, you're lying because you're trying to cover something up. Well, and it's usually based on shame or fear or something like that. So if you don't lie, you don't have shame and fear, you live in this open way, isn't that sort of an enlightenment of sorts? Isn't that what we all pursue? Isn't that sort of running towards the light? Running towards this higher power that says, you know what, boy, how refreshing it is to be able to say things and do things and feel the way you feel. I'll tell you about it in relationships, because I've had this discussion with Melissa, where she's had it with me. The ability to be able to tell somebody something without any repercussions. That's what your relationship should be, right? You should be able to say, here's what I did, here's why I did it, whatever. I'm not talking about devious, I'm talking about your innermost thoughts. You should be able to say, here it is, and have someone say, oh, wow, that's interesting, and have a discussion about it. And if you can't do that, well, the communication path's probably broken, and you got some issues. So those are the things that you're looking for. You're trying to have more freedom, if you will. Think about your teenage kid. Lord knows, I've had four of them now. And they want to be able to share things with you. Hey, Dad, I just got my first kiss. Dad, I got the first base or whatever. And their ability to come to you and openly and honestly say, here's what's going on. Here's what's bothering me. Here's, the discipline you gave me the other day I felt was too harsh or whatever. That ability to have that freedom, that's a good thing. You know what? We're shutting that down. People can't tell you what they really think. You think half these leftists believe the stuff they believe? You think they really believe that a man can be a woman and can have babies? Come on. You think they really believe in open borders? You think they really are the philanthropic people that they want? They want to give everything away, that they want to reset the apple cart. Oh, black people have been so oppressed. Well, then give up your spot. Prove it. Show me. There's not 1% of the population of leftists who believe and will live their lies. They will not do it. I remind you, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The truth doesn't matter. Folks, I saw a video of Joe Biden. He's sitting at a dinner in Hawaii. I'm not exaggerating this. It's the saddest thing you've ever seen. Maybe you've seen it by now. He's sitting there, and when I'm going to try to do it on radio. He's like, And social media is like, wow. How can you do this to this man, Democrats? What is your problem? He looked completely lost. And it would be sad if it weren't for the fact that he's a crook and the things that this man has done against this country. He sold out the country, folks, and people want to protect him. And the man who wants to make America first and make America great again is the one who's under persecution. I don't know, end of days? How much more can I give you where the guy, we all know. Look, I'm not trying to be a guru here. We all know Donald Trump has done nothing wrong. Done nothing wrong. The only thing Donald Trump has done wrong is he has gotten in the way of people making their money and getting their power. And that interruption has made the entirety of the U.S. government decide he is persona non grata and target him, a billionaire former president. a guy that they never thought would be president. That is the only way Donald Trump got to be president, by the way, is they never thought for a second he could win. They didn't think you would support him. They didn't think he'd have, you know, any kind of groundswell of popularity, and he did. And it shocks people. How astute of you. And they never anticipated that because they thought they had dumbed you down. They're certainly doing your kids. Let me tell you something. If you think we slip Donald Trump in, what do you think the next generation is going to do? You think they're going to slip anybody in? The next generation is dumber than, I don't know, I don't have anything funny to say, but they're dumb. And they're not going to be able to protect themselves unless we train them. We are in a war where we better start talking to our children and explaining, look, here's the world that's going to get created. You better get Machiavellian and you better know how to traverse this crazy world. Because it's not going to be anything of the principles we're teaching you. We're going to have to teach you right from wrong, but then we're going to have to teach you how wrong may be right. You better get people ready for battle. Anyway, in leftist Hawaii, folks, they shouted F you to Joe Biden. Not let's go, Brandon, but the real deal. F you, Joe Biden. I keep talking about the hits that keep on coming for Joe Biden. And I think of him as he's like Prince, you know, he's had a hit every other week. It seemed like he was releasing a song or Motown back in their heyday. But these aren't good hits. These are hits of a bat upside his head. That's what these are. And let me tell you what Joe Biden represents for the left, for those of you interested. Joe Biden represents the left at its worst. He represents every single thing that we've talked, whether you're talking about global climate change, whether you talk about Hollywood, whether you talk about sports, you know, the kneelers and all this other stuff. That's what Joe Biden represents. He epitomizes leftism. And what I'm telling you is it ain't good because he's dragging them down. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. GOP presidential candidates disagreeing over a national abortion ban. During last night's debate, former Vice President Mike Pence said he'd push for a federal 15-week ban on abortion if elected. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley argued that ban would never pass through Congress. House Republicans may soon be investigating the Georgia DA, who launched a criminal probe against former President Donald Trump. CNN reporting the House Judiciary Committee expected to open a congressional investigation into Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. The fate of the so-called Texas floating border wall is now in the hands of a federal judge. That federal judge on Tuesday rejecting the Texas argument that the buoy border in the Rio Grande was needed to repel an invasion. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What has Joe Biden accomplished? I don't ask that question as a naysayer. I ask that question because I'm interested in what you would say. What has he accomplished? I'm talking about he's a president of the United States. You want to show something for it, right? What has he accomplished? What has he done that has benefited this nation? Because I can tell you, and you've heard me say it before, and I think I speak for many of you, Joe Biden has cost me tens of thousands of dollars. I can tell you this, he cost me $10,000 a year since his presidency just because of my rent increase. He's cost me at least $2,000 a year in gasoline costs. He's cost me at least $3,000 a year in food costs. And ancillary stuff, I think I've done the math, and one of these days I may just sit down and try to figure it out. But it's at least another couple thousand dollars of miscellaneous flights that cost more than they should have. You know, excise taxes, all kinds of other stuff. And how the left... I mean, what media do you have that says this is good? Why can't we just report the real truth about this guy? Let me ask you, are you more proud to be American under Joe Biden? I could say than under Trump, but just are you more proud? Since his presidency, I would ask this of a leftist. Are you more proud to be American? Are you really doing better? Do you feel, you may feel vindicated because he's a Democrat and he won. Okay, forget the title. Do you feel better? You think this country's benefiting more because of Joe Biden? The short answer to all of this is of course not. Joe Biden is a train wreck. And here's what somebody wrote. Joe Biden is running an unusual presidential campaign for an incumbent seeking to defend the White House. So far this month, Biden has enjoyed a lengthy summer vacation during one of the deadliest wildfires in U.S. history and skipped traditional political visits like the Iowa State Fair. Instead, he made a gap-filled speech in Arizona and visited states which have not voted Democrat since 1964. It's an unusual campaign. Then again, it's hardly the normal one for his likely Republican candidate, Donald Trump, or Republican challenger, Donald Trump. Okay, we always got to segue to Trump. You know why it's unusual for Joe Biden in this campaign? And let me tell you why Joe Biden didn't appear in Hawaii for 13 days. You want to know why? He wasn't ready. He mentally wasn't ready. It took that long to get that demented clown ready to go to Hawaii. Then he gets there, and what does he do? He goes in the Joe mode. Oh, yeah, the streets are hot here. I got this guy some boots. He's joking about a dog. He reflects back on the death of his wife. This is what Alzheimer patients do. They don't have a memory of what to say today. They can only reflect back on the things of the past. So he talks about the death of his wife, and he knows tragedy. He talked about a fire. And by the way, the media is going, we don't think Joe had a fire. I told you that when I learned of the story. I said, Joe Biden didn't have a fire. Lightning struck the house. It went up through the pipes. And then it started this fire, and he tried to save his wife and his cat and his, you know, whatever else, his precious Corvette. It just lies. Joe Biden knows how to spin a political tale, and that's what he's good at, and that's what his brain is locked in on. And he doesn't care if you figure it out. He probably didn't even own the house that he said the fire started in. And more so, why would you even say that in the wake of a tragedy where 114 people are bona fide killed and 1,000 are still missing? And this is the guy they want to protect. Anyway, they go on to say this. Biden's actions suggest that he may have given up ahead of a crucial electoral year. Fundraising lacking for Joe Biden. They said he's begun employing fundraisers for his 2024 campaign, although not at a rate of urgency. As of last quarter, he had only four people on the fundraising payroll, all of whom were working out of party offices in Delaware. Joe Biden was accused of running a basement campaign in 2020, with staffers seemingly working closer to Biden's homes rather than political targets. It's possible he may be approaching next year's election in a similar manner. The lack of urgency to employ fundraisers is peculiar, given that the Democratic primaries are 5 months away. Now, I've already told you what's happening. Joe Biden's not going to be the guy. I've also theorized that the Republican Party is slow-walking things, so getting Joe ready for him to take, you know, for him to take his fall, but dragging out as much as they can. Because think about it. If they can keep the Democrats off kilter for a few more months, it doesn't let them spin up campaigns fast. And that makes room for a lot of other stuff. Now, there's also another theory. They know they can cheat and win, so does it matter? Does it matter that Joe Biden is a demented, brain-dead moron who's a pathological liar and the head of a Biden crime family? Does it matter? I mean, okay, if that's your truth, so what, Kevin Jackson? So what, people listening to the Kevin Jackson show? So what, that's your truth? The truth doesn't matter to us. Our truth is, we're going to convict Donald Trump, whether you like it or not. We can install any puppet that we choose, and you will accept it. And the only thing we've done up to this point is we've made you have you ready for this? The illusion of power. Or as Dan Goldman said of Hunter, the illusion of influence, the illusion of access. You have the illusion of this. You don't have it. Don't you think for 1 second you're in control, people? So anyway, as I contemplate all of these things, I told you, Joe Biden is an albatross around the necks of the Democrats. He's got a drag effect second to none. And pardon the pun, because, you know, Joe does like his transsexuals. But he's dragging the entirety of the Democratic ticket. He lost in 2022. They act like they stopped the red wave. They did, through cheating. Nobody wanted Biden. And the idea that this guy, people want four more years, a second term for Joe Biden, is ridiculous. Nobody wants that. And if you are in any way led to believe that they do, shame on you. Are you really that gullible? Who would want more of this inflation? Who would want to watch this guy go around embarrassing this nation? We are worse off in every category that this man has put his finger on. Everyone. And the only people who can take exception to that might be the transsexuals. But that's about it. So look, folks, Democrats hung their hat on a buffoon, and it turned out to be a clown hat. I mentioned the other day that with this drag that late night was taking a hit, right? It, revenues off 41% over the last 5 years. I talked about Trevor Noah, a guy who made millions of dollars losing three quarters of his audience. That's how great he was over whatever number, 7 years that he did that show. He lost three quarters of his audience and made millions of dollars and became a household name. But that's what we're into, right? If you're a loser, we'll pay you more. We'll let you stick around. Award shows. Down. Why? Because we're watching leftists give themselves, multimillionaires give themselves trophies, trinkets, because they want to feel good and they want to get out there and tell us all how to live because they certainly know how to do it, right? Woke sports. The NBA and the NFL, you know, the leaners and, I mean, the kneelers and the fist pumpers and all this other stuff. Down, right? Retail. Look at, retail is suffering. All these corporations that want to go woke, and look at what's happening to them. But the one I love best, fake news media. Donald Trump coined the phrase, it is the one thing that we've marketed that stuck. Donald Trump said it's fake news media. I think people probably dismissed it. And to this day, we are talking years later, the one thing, the king of branding, the art of the deal, gave us is fake news media. And you know what? It's true. But you know what else is starting to take place? Donald Trump is telling you it's not just fake news media. It's fake DOJ. It's, you know, everything that you see is kabuki theater. It's fake Russian collusion. Look at what's going on right now in Ukraine. I'm going to do a chronology of Ukraine at some point. But look at what's going on in Ukraine and how Donald Trump calls this out, how everybody in the media, you know, went around and started protecting the Bidens. And look at what's happening. Look at what we're finding out. There's not a single place where we've looked into these things, where we've done a deeper dive, where we haven't found corruption on the other side. It is the drag of the Bidens. It's the drag of leftism. And it's not going to stop. And there is no other time. If you listen to my voice, folks, getting involved now is the most important time in your life. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to say this in the next election cycle. This is the most important time. If we don't win this one, we're toast.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats and leftists are nothing but vicious liars. Climate change, it's a farce. They know it. Most of us know it. If you don't know it, I'm going to tip you, and I'm going to, as we say in the vernacular, I'm going to hip you to it. It's a money grab. It's a completely made-up money grab. And they can talk about 15-minute cities and all this other crap. All it is in big cities where lots of people congregate and you got cars, you know, internal combustion engine and all that, yeah, it's going to be nastier. You know, that's just the way it is. You're going to have to burn fossil fuels. Go outside of the countryside, it's clear.
And you could implement things that say, hey, let's try to take mass transit and clean up our air. You could do that, and you should do it with cooperation, but not government force. But they want to force you, and they want to force it on all of the world, not just parts of the world. And the majority of the world doesn't even understand the problems happening in the inner cities. They don't get it. They don't understand police brutality. They don't understand the crime wave. They don't understand all the shoplifting and the, you know, they don't understand the politics of it all. Who's vying for what? They don't understand drugs. I mean, they get a taste of all of it. You're not immune to it. But they don't understand it to the level that we do. You know, the people that live in the big cities, the people that are following these politics, the majority of the world doesn't get it because they're outside of it. And you ask yourself, why do you want to bring all the people into these urban indoctrination centers? Is beyond me. We should be trying to get people to spread out. It would be a much different world if we did. But climate farce is a joke. What about COVID? They're talking, oh, we're going to redo mass mandates. Now, good luck with that. I talked about it the other day. I was on multiple planes all over the world. And if I saw 1,000 people with masks, and I may be, I don't know, maybe a little bit too less, but of the hundreds of thousands of, not only, that's probably an exaggeration too, but of the thousands of people, okay, that I know I saw going from airport to airport, and I mean, it was probably tens of thousands walking through, watching planes unload I mean, I was in a lot of airports. It was, if 1% of the people had masks, I'd be shocked. Nobody's afraid anymore. People were sneezing. A guy walked by me. He was all sniffly. I went, now he's actually sick. That's what I said to my son. But anyway, let's move on. What else we got? Elections. Do you really believe elections are free and clear? You know, free of fraud. I watch Narcos, and I watch the Mexican government cheat in elections. It wasn't some Hollywood screenwriter that just decided he was going to stretch the truth a bit. It happened. And I promise you, if Mexico knows how to cheat, we know how to cheat at a level that would make them feel embarrassed. They talked about manipulating the polls and all these other things that they did. That is exactly what happens right here in America, Kabuki Theater. So our elections are a cheat. And when they cheat you in an election, you know what they do? They do a psyops. Oh, it was your fault, and January 6th was an insurrection, another lie. It's nothing but vicious lies. And what about this economy? They want to sell it now. Oh, it's Bidenomics. And Bidenomics is good for you. When you pay more and you make less, that's good for you. That's the new truth, or the new normal. Because as we know, Treasury guy, Jerome Powell said, inflation's transitory. Oh, you know what? It is here to stay, but get used to it. As Pelosi would say, embrace the suck. What about Ukraine? I think when we landed in Madrid, we were going down the escalator, and there was this big electronic Ukrainian flag, and it was something about, we support Ukraine. It may have been in Spanish, I'm not sure. Or maybe it was in Geneva. But anyway, it was a big Ukrainian flag. We support Ukraine. It's just become a battle cry. People don't even know why. We support Ukraine. Because we don't support Russia. Russia's the enemy. If I were Russian right now, I would kind of like to be Russian. Because I would be like the spokesperson for Russia. And I wouldn't be all Drago on you, but I would be close. I'd be like, what do you got against Russia? We have people over there that want to eat. They want to take their kids to tennis camp, soccer. You know, they want to play football. They want to listen to your music. We've adopted your culture. You've adopted some of ours. You eat our caviar. You like some of the things that we do. What is it? What is it about us? Oh, it's our leader. Oh, so you've had such great leader. I mean, I would be the spokesperson par excellence for Russia. They've done a great job of demonizing. And look, I grew up not wanting communism. Russia is no longer communism. In fact, I'll tell you this. I'll make you a bet. We're more communist than Russia in America. We get more propaganda. I remember as a kid when they talked about, what was the news? I think it was called Pravda, right? The news organization. And they would say, well, the Russians control the news. What do you think is going on here? We're completely in control
Well, that's not the word I'm looking for. They control us. You know what I'm trying to say. Don't try to mess with me. They control us. They control what we hear, what we see. Look, I don't need to give you any more evidence of this. And speaking of which, I want to segue. Because one of the things I talked about that Trump exposed was the media. And let me tell you, go back and look at Donald Trump and every single thing they've come after him. It's been exposed. And one of my friends said it the other day, and I believe it. She said, this is not about Trump. This is about God stepping in, and every time they go after him, God smokes him. Just think of the Ten Commandments, and every time they did something, they rained frogs on them, and they turned the water into blood. These guys, God is doing masterful things to the Democrats every time they point the finger at Trump. Look at these court cases. Hey, Alvin Bragg, where's your court case? You know what he's trying to do right now? Figure out how to keep his law license. As is Letitia James, as is Jack Smith, and many others. That's what these people now are struggling because they're like, you know, what are we going to do here? The public is now aware that we are targeting Trump. What are we going to do? So I'll ask you, what are you going to do? What are we going to do when we get back power? Are we going to go back and look at all these people, these crooked people, these people who sold out, these people who obfuscated their responsibilities over political ideology? Are we going to go back and get them? Or are we going to do the typical conservative, well, you know, I think, it's like McConnell, I don't think we should impeach Joe Biden. I mean, what's he done? He's only, you know, sold out America and sold out our infrastructure and all that. But, I mean, come on. Get out of here, you old clowns. I'm sick of these people. I want new blood. I want people who are willing to go for blood. Because this ain't a freaking game, people. This is not a game. This is your life. This is the life of your children. Yeah, we can forego it. Look, I just came back from, you know, driving up the coast around Lake Geneva. Wow, who wouldn't want to do that? What a scenic visit. I mean, I couldn't afford to buy anything there, and the Lord knows I was complaining about food and everything the entire time I was there, the price of stuff. And I got to figure out how, well, you know, I'm going to rub these two nickels together to make it into more money so I can pay my bills. But you know what? You only live once. YOLO! But I went there for a reason. I went there to understand what the New World Order wants for us. And yes, while it appears to be all, as I said, I couldn't afford anything. The whole time I'm there, I'm complaining. What? One time I brought a coffee back from Melissa. Goes, will you go get me a coffee? She was working. I said, yeah. I went to get her a coffee. It was a half a cup of coffee. Yeah, it was like an espresso. And she goes, where's the coffee? And I went, you don't even want to know what I paid for that. I didn't even want the rest. When I looked in there and saw what they charged me, I was like, you keep the rest. I don't want it. I don't want to have to pay for it. It's insane what people pay for stuff around the world. And let me put it this way. What I paid for a cup of coffee, what people say is, I could have afforded two people living in the world at the $5 a day or whatever that they live on for one cup of coffee. It's insanity. Anyway, I want to go back because I was going to talk about Caitlin Collins. She's not doing well over at CNN. Yeah. They don't think she's going to remain in her 9 p.m. Slot. Now, remember, she's the one that did the CNN town hall with Donald Trump and was touted with her new show. Well, Donald Trump said, I'm paraphrasing because I'm running out of time, but essentially Trump mocked her, said, I warned you, don't give her a show. She's not worthy of a show. She's not a good journalist. And everything Trump said turned out to be true. She's lost time. They started her show in June, give or take. And they touted how good it was going to be. And she's done nothing except lose audience for CNN in their coveted slot. Can't be Rachel Maddow. I mean, fractions of even Rachel Maddow show, fractions of Hannity's show. And now she's on the chopping block. Well, maybe Joe Biden and Hunter can save her if she's willing to pay enough.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.